Chris Taylor from the Chaser Network. Good morning.
A very good morning to you, Ross. You've got the whole Chaser with you this morning. Say good morning to Canberra, boys.
Good morning.
We're en route to a shoot.
The boys sound very, very...
Like Dr. Zeus there for a second. We're en route to a shoot.
And the boys sound quite fired up this morning. You guys, you do understand what you're supposed to use that new LPG attachment for, don't you?
Yeah, well, we're burning it up as we speak. Look, I'd be putting subsidies towards even more expensive types of fuel, I think. I mean, surely bananas can be used as some sort of fuel source. I know the boys in the CSIRO have been working overtime. Let's try and get $100 a litre, just a banana fuel petrol excise.
Is that what you guys are powered on? By the way, I should clarify, you guys are in the back of a paddy wagon at the moment, is that correct?
Yeah, we live in the back of a paddy wagon. It's the only way to travel in all cities, absolutely.
Now, you've been keeping across the work of Prince Harry this week, Chris.
Well, I have. Now, did I hear this is a three-year-old photo? Is that what the palace is trying to allege?
Well, look, they might say that, but they look like it's just been taken quite recently. Now, for people who are catching up late with this story, a photo in a couple of the papers yesterday showing Prince Harry and his brother looking a little bit tired and emotional, and Prince Harry using some fairly unusual props to keep himself from falling over.
He was. It was not unlike the party Mel Gibson was at a couple of weeks ago. In fact, I haven't seen the wide shots of the party. It could well have been the same bash. But look, the palace seemed concerned. I mean, they don't really mind that Harry and Will were off their tits, or on someone's tits, as the case may be. But they just seemed to be concerned that Harry was cheating. So they quickly, ushered out this media statement saying, oh, no, the girl he was groping, that was taken 3 years ago, so he only gropes his current girlfriend now. Because, of course, the official royal protocol is, you're allowed to carry on like that. If you're at a party, you must wear a Nazi party uniform. Harry was well outside the Buckingham Palace rules on this, and I'm sure he's been called to account.
And what else disturbs me about that and the stories related to that is just because his brother in the background had his eyes closed, they were suggesting that he may have been inebriated. I mean, since when?
Look, how many times have you found yourself in a photo? It might be a wedding photo or a school photo with your eyes closed. It can happen at the best of times. The little shutter just happens to come down while you're blinking. I think that's very unfair on Prince William. He's still in mourning for his mother.
Indeed he is.
And if he was a little bit under the weather, it would just be a quiet gin, or maybe a Pimm's might be his poison.
More a Pimm's, I think.
Just to get over the shock. But the big upshot of that was, because obviously it's been a major scandal and Fleet Street have been having a field day, but the palace has condemned the incident and the editor of The Sun, I believe, has since apologised. Shane Warne's come out asking Harry for the girl's number. He couldn't believe there was a blonde left in Britain he hadn't touched up. So I'd love to see Harry and Warne on the tear.
Imagine?
Ashes time. There's a promotional campaign for him.
I hope he's out of here.
Happening on the field. Get Warne and Harry to do the ARPRE cricket activity.
I hope he's out here as part of the tour. Now, the migration bill, of course, the bill that never was. The little bill that never was.
No, the bill itself was sent offshore, unlike the asylum seekers themselves. What the... it's a good result for the minor members of the government. Who would have thought they have any power these days, although it was very much a one-horse stand.
Yes.
Howard forced him two back downs this week, wasn't it? Not only the asylum seeker bill, but he's sort of done a little bit of a U-turn on the whole issue of stem cell research. So, maybe it's just kind of... Now that he feels so secure in the job, and he just feels, maybe those policies don't really matter, I can just sort of kick back here. I don't really care what sort of legislation we pass or not, as long as I'm in the gig.
Now that I've seen off my deputy, yeah. Hey, Chris, well, the Joey Johns case, of course, it's got the nation talking. Even my friends in Western Australia who have no idea what the difference is between rugby league and rugby union have been getting involved in this one. Has he been harshly dealt with? Is Australia breathing easy now that Joey's going to be playing in the finals?
We are. I mean, thank God. This is the real one that... which is probably why John Howard did have a change of heart on all that legislation, because the real issue that was haunting him all week was Joey Johns. I think him and Beasley both called separate press conferences to weigh into the issue, and it was described as a national tragedy if Joey left the country to play overseas. And I'm so pleased the politicians have got their priorities right by putting Joey squarely on the agenda. I personally thought John Singleton had the best line on this. Did you see what he had to say? He said any rugby league player who doesn't use the F or C word shouldn't be allowed to play the game. And it's a bit hard to argue with that. I mean, I would have thought it kind of comes with the territory. I know in any Canterbury Bulldogs initiation ceremony, they're the first two words you learn.
Well, yeah, and a couple of others maybe as well. Chris,
I think it's fantastic. And if Jerry Jones can just be used to write the preamble, either the next time we try to get one up in the Constitution, I think it would be a much more colourful document.
He's a very misunderstood chap, though. Chris, thank you so much for that. Looking forward. What time's the show on tonight, mate? Special time?
No, the unspecial time of 10 o'clock.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Tonight. And for those that have missed all the episodes because it's been at such an inconvenient time, we've just released a DVD.
Wacko.
The first 13 episodes in their entirety is available now in your Father's Day catalogue at the ABC Shop.
Great plug, mate. And thank the boys for being so well behaved this morning in the background.
Boys, say goodbye to Canberra.
Bye.
See you, Ross.
Geez, no wonder you get locked up all the time, you blokes. Thanks, Chris. Bye-bye.